This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's still no Speaker of the House in Congress after Republican Kevin McCarthy lost a 10th vote in his bid for the role. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is one of the most vocal in a group of Republicans blocking McCarthy. Grand Junction resident Marianne Wright thinks her congresswoman should relent and vote for McCarthy.
I think she should because she's disrupting everything. It's just confusion. It's pandemonium. No business is getting done. Other people are suffering because of it.
Right. An independent voter says she especially worries about lower income and other vulnerable people suffering from a government stalemate. More than 600 workers building a new facility at the Evraz Steel Mill in Pueblo are out of jobs. The layoffs come after a contract dispute between the construction company they work for and the steelmaker. Evraz North America owns and operates the mill. The company says it's transitioning to a new general contractor to complete the work. After shutting down during the pandemic, Denver convention business has come back strong. The Society of Biblical Literature alone brought 8,000 people. Richard Scharf is the CEO of Visit Denver. He says convention attendance in 2022 was about 70% of normal.
So there's still a lot of room to grow there. 2023 is going to be better. And we think by 2024, you know, we'll be back on track even better than where we were in 2019.
That is a much-needed economic boost for downtown. Those conventions fill restaurants, bars, and hotels. Denver hotel occupancy is at 70% full. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.